Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Just the remix. Yeah. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up, everybody? We got a best ball draft going down. We actually got two best ball drafts going down right now. Shout out to the crew. Hold on, I'm just sending someone a quick message, and I'm going to shout out everyone who is watching right now. Appreciate you guys rocking with me as soon as the show started. All right. All right, let's see who's up in here. Arbello in the house. I gotta fix this. So annoying how it doesn't like keep the style that I want. There we go. And shout out Toyota One. What up? What up? Let's get it. Daniel Berry. What up? And Nick Von B. What up, bro? And yeah, things are going good. And he said draft is scheduled for this upcoming Saturday, 1 p.m. Trying to decide which, it says which money back, I'm assuming which running back. We like those money backs as well. And yeah, I'd be going. Do you know where you draft? Do you know what position you draft? Because it's going to be a whole different type of running back available if you draft third or if you draft 10th or 11th. Hey, shout out to Moni in the house. What up, Moni? Huge ass in the house. What up, bro? Let's get ready to smoke it up. Dang it. Somebody tagged me. Oh, man. All right. We got to do that on the computer. Okay. All right. Commissioner duties are a calling. Now, let's go see. There's a bunch of draft picks in the mix on this one. Let's see. Actually, this doesn't have any picks in it. Daniel Jones for Kyle Pitts and Sam Howell. Interesting. But it's this one that has a whole bunch of picks in there. And I can't even see right now. Let's see.
Yeah, sucks.
I cannot see. I got to wait. Actually, yes, I got a little bit before I make my picks. All right, we'll go check. But dang it. I can't be double dipping and having to do commissioner duties on my damn phone. It sucks that it doesn't show like what picks are actually like in the mix. All right, now I see him here. So we gotta get all right. Okay, he's paid. And let's see, who's the other person? Oh, nice. Oh wait, hold on. One person put a 27 pick in there. I almost slipped through the cracks. Caught it. Okay, let's see. Dang it. Now I got to get back over. Make sure I'm not missing anything. And then I'm on the clock in the 275 also. I'll try not to forget that. All right, still got some time in between the picks. Shout out to everyone on who's rocking with these crazy drafts. All right, almost got these. Dang it. All right. Okay. Dang it. These better not cross paths here. I'm going to be like on the clock at like the exact same time. Damn it. Hey, shout out to Devo. What up? Hey, Hawk fan. What up? almost on the clock here. And Crispy, what up? Look at all the tight ends going, dude. Yeah. Metone, the Mafia going crazy on tight ends, dude. It's getting... it's ugly here. I'm looking at the other draft, but yeah, it's looking ugly over there. And as you don't know numbers, get there. But let's say I'm the sixth pick in the draft. I'd be trying to go running back is what I'd be trying to do with my first pick. And if you had the first pick, you'd be able to get one of the top running backs with that pick. Cause you know, there's going to be a wide receiver or two in the mix. Where am I going to go with this one? I want four RBs like a complete psycho. All right, I think we're going to have to go back-to-back quarterback here. Should I? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, you know what? I don't want to get screwed on quarterback, so we're going to go double quarterback there. Just got to wait so many picks before my next pick. And yeah, you just said catch me outside on those tight ends. How about that?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Dude. Yeah. Yeah, Matt is going crazy on the tight ends right now. That's Metone. What? No, Mental Oriental Matt. That's what it is. All right. So we're in the seventh round on the other one here. It is, yeah, we're going a little bit faster. Not that much faster, but a little bit. Come on, zip him up, Darren. Let's go. Everybody hit that like button if you haven't hit it yet. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, we gotta do that. Let's see. Someone just jumped into one of the auction leagues. Said, is there enough room? Let's go see. Because I think there is. And there is. Perfect. All right. Time for a bowl because I got time in between each pick now. All right. And it looks like we're gonna be doing a slow draft in this Debo snatch a chain offense only. I think we're gonna do a slow draft in the Debo snatch a chain super flex IDP. Anybody interested in doing a forced trade league? It's more than likely gonna be a slow draft. It just seems like it's way easier for some of these leagues when it's a slow draft. Anybody interested? Man, even while I'm doing double duty, still got time to change people's picks here. More commissioner duties coming up, and I got to make my pick. All right. Okay. Let me get over here and make my pick. All right. We're moving along in this one. We're in the 14th round now. We'll just make that easy. Okay. Swain on the clock. Okay. Hey, Raiders Jack, let's smoke it up, bro. Dude, Hurts at the 3-4? Where? Oh, what? I wasn't even paying attention to that in the other one because I totally could have taken him at the 3-2, and I took Brian Thomas just because I wasn't even looking at quarterbacks at that point. That's crazy. So what happens when you do multiple drafts at the – that's the one that happens when you do multiple drafts at the same time. Hard to keep up with everything. And Crispy said, offense only Debo? Yeah, offense only Debo. Are you in that one? I don't know if you're in that one. Are you? Let me see. Where is it? I got so many goddamn leagues. There we go. Actually, if you want to get in, I do got one more spot, Crispy. I'm kicking Jerry Swallows out of there. He's just, I don't know. He's been a little bit weird this year. He really is. All right, you're in, Crispy. And this one, I'm just waiting for a couple people to confirm, but we're going to do a slow draft just because it's just going to be way easier, man. It's so hard aligning certain people's schedules, dude. It's ridiculous. And this one's, it's through League Safe. All right, text it to you, Crispy. All right, put a comment or something in when you join just so I can add you. Oh, dude. I forgot Ja Crispy is in this one. Oh, shit. Gonna be beefing, son. Gonna be beefing. Man, you guys want to hear something sad? Fucking in this Debo league, the guy who won last year passed away. Man, super fucking sad. I was on the spreadsheet and I just saw his name right now. Damn. So fucking sad, man. Because I remember I was like, we were coordinating. He lived closer to my house than the post office was. Our sons both played at the same like little league, and our sons played at the same like little league together. Yeah. And so it was, if you're talking about what I'm talking about right now, we were coordinating like when I was going to drop off his ring, and he was like, man, I'm in the hospital getting a surgery. I should be out in a few days. And then the next post I see is like from, I think it was his wife who like just posted on his account, like just explaining it, just saying what happened. Man, it was crazy. I'm not going to say like we were like best friends or anything, but he played in these leagues for a few. We actually met each other in real life because we both lived in Vegas and stuff. But yeah, man, that was a total shocker, man, for real. It really was. Man, this one's tough. You know what? Fuck it. Let's go Kelsey. Okay. Yeah, bro. Tough stuff, man. He wasn't super old. Yeah, I'm sure he was older than me, but he's in his 40s somewhere. And Justin in the house. What up, bro? Drafts every day. If you're talking about the best ball draft, literally every day. If I don't know why it won't, like, if I share it from where I am, it's not going to get to you on Facebook. But if you come over to YouTube, it'll go in the chat, or just text or just message me on Facebook and ask me for the next draft, and I will get it to you. All right. Let's see it. JS. And hey, War Eagle in the house. What up, War Eagle? What is going down? All right. Sounds good, Justin. Come on, J.S. Myers, trying to make my two picks so I don't have to worry about this league for a few seconds. Okay. Go Devonta Smith and Ridley. Okay, I got four running backs, two QBs, two wide receivers through the eighth round. There we go. Nice. Where you got a fantasy draft yesterday? Let's get it. I hope you left it just shitting all over your friends, metaphorically, not physically. All right, and Justin. Okay, cool. Okay. And working in the background. Okay. And so I got a couple leagues that we're filling right now. I'm going to let you guys know. Let's see. Make sure I don't miss any picks here either. Okay, so here's some of the leagues that are filling. If anybody wants me to send the link, let's get it. Oh, Crispy said panic pick with Franklin. Where? In the other one? Got to be in the other one. Oh, took him a little early. Yeah. Yeah, it happens. Shit happens. 10 man, $100 a person. Nice. Huge ass. I'd probably do one more dynasty, possibly a vampire league if it's still available. There's a 33 vampire available. I don't think I'm going to do another dynasty because I got to fill up these redrafts and people aren't paying attention to the dynasty. It's going to be a bunch of autos. And if there's people who are trying to trade their picks, that's just going to make it take longer as well. But some of the leagues that I am filling right now, I'm trying to do these WWF theme leagues. They're going to be slow drafts, or at least I'm trying to fill them that way. $55 entry. There's a super flex offense only and a super flex IDP. And then we also have the Debo snatch a chain super flex IDP. I'm working on making that a slow draft as well. So as soon as we fill, we're going to start. And then I got the $33 vampire league. It is the From Dusk Till Dawn division. And what else? I do have a $33 Superflex IDP. This is the one that I'm filling. Yeah, there's a $33 Superflex offense only. It drafts this Saturday. It's 8:30 is the date, and we draft at 6 p.m. Eastern time. And then I'm filling two, and then I'm filling, or actually... No, I think that one already filled. So I'm filling a Superflex IDP auction as well. And Justin, if you scroll up in the chat on in the league, you'll see the payment. Just look for the welcome message. It's the very bottom part of the welcome message. It's number 9. You'll see the payments. There's two ways that you could pay. And the huge ass said that I could do the vampire, and can I be the vampire? Everybody wants to be the vampire. So if you, and not everybody, but there is multiple people who are going to want to be the vampire. So to be the vampire, you got to throw down $5 extra. As of right now, nobody has. Not saying that nobody will, but as of right now, nobody has. You got to throw down $5 extra, and then you're in a separate vampire race just for the vampire. And the most recent one that I did, there was only 3 people in there. So the odds were really great of becoming the vampire. And Justin, just let me know if you have any issues finding where you pay. But yeah, if you scroll up, it's just right at the bottom of the welcome message. So you shouldn't even have to scroll up too high. Okay, we can go. 2 picks in front of me here. Dang it. Zip him up, Darren. Doing some auto in over here. That ain't good. I think it's on me next. Let's do Diggs. And then let's do Stevenson. Okay. All right. I even got my first bench player now. Okay. Let's get it. And I still, dude, so crazy. I still haven't smoked a bowl. Been so busy during this stream. And dude, we are on our way to 300, baby. We are at 284 right now. Hey, what up, Brown? Hey, thanks for that. I'm gonna text Cali Jam right now. Okay, dang it. And what league was I? Because I needed to message Cali Jam, anyways, about one league about it being a slow. Which one? Oh, yeah, it was the Debo. Okay. Oh, shit. Brown said had my first live draft tonight. Nice, nice. Like, you mean live in person or like, what do you mean? I'm assuming live in person. Okay. Oh, shit. Look, like next. Let's see here. Dude. In person draft. 3 more next weekend. That's it. Nice, nice. Dude, you have that many in person drafts? Fuck. I don't even have 1 in-person draft anymore. I wish. Let's see. Da, da, da. All right. We got one of these picks. I got to do the QB. Now, let's see where we're at. Yeah, I got to do wide receiver for this other pick. We're going to Jacoby Myers. All right. Let's get it. Okay. All right. Dude, what the fuck, man? Someone just said they need the 2027 link to pay when I just fucking put it in there. Am I the idiot who didn't? Man, see, I hate how, like, Sleeper, it'll tag you, but it doesn't tell you what fucking league. Oh, he tagged me and then he fucking deleted it because I already did. All right. Oh, shit. I gotta check and see real quick if I made my pick in the 247. No, it is back on me. All right, back in there. Dude, 11 days. Woo! And what up, Frazil? And Justin, can I double the entry to 22 entry? Best ball, I want to run it. I want to run with you in it. What do you mean? What do you mean double the entry? Let me know. And Frazil, what up, bro? And Crispy is at the draft at church where you're misinforming the queer about fantasy football, bro. That's funny. That'd be funny. Given all that false info. Dude, 11 days. Can't believe it. We are so close. Don't forget, everybody. Take September 4th off of work so we could draft all day. And Sam. Yo, yo, what up, Phil? What's going down, bro? Home League 12-man draft for a 1K prize. Starts in 30 minutes. It's a league I started my fantasy football during time to get to revenge. Now, let's go. Now that I know what the fuck is up, let's get it, bro. Let's get it. So this is the one from last year? Because I might be mixing up the timelines. Was it last year that you started or was it the year before? I know you've been around for a little while, but I can't remember how long everybody has been around. Okay, yeah, it is the one from last year. Let's go. Because, yeah, you last year you found me after you did the draft already, right? Now you're about to kick some ass.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You just said draft all day. Don't threaten me with a good time. I'm saying, man, dude, I want to get a draft, but we have to have people that are committed because I want to have a draft. Like, we could have three different time slots, like 11 Eastern, 2 Eastern, and then 5 Eastern. So we could do three separate draft slots. And I know we're probably going to get a handful of drafts on that very last one. Oh, Jess, is there a prize at the end for winners? Fuck yeah, bro. Dude, the prize this year, just for first place, $10,000. Last year was $5,000. This year it's $10,000. We doubled the divisions. And that's just first place. That is only first place. If you look also in there, you'll see there is bylaws, like right above the payment info. If you click on there and you just scroll down to the prizes, you'll see all of them. There's a shitload. And I said, yeah, I found you after my season was basically over. Oh, man. This year, way different, bro. Way different. You're about to kick some ass in the draft this time. Hey, Sean, what up? He said, what are we drafting on the 4th for this best ball tournament? Because we got to try to get to 300 and know that final day, that's when we're going to hit it. Because right now, we need to fill 17 drafts in between now and before the season starts. Last year, we had 4 drafts on that final day. And then that was without even trying. So this year, I know we could get more than that on the final day. And like today, we had 3 drafts. So we played a little catch up today because yesterday we didn't fill the morning draft. It didn't fill in time. Hell yeah, man. It's getting so close. So yeah, everybody take off work on September 4th, okay? On that Thursday, it's the opening day. Dude, just take that day off. We'll do a shitload of drafts that day. Like, even if you don't want to double dip anywhere, let's get it to where we could do 3 drafts. I'll draft in all of those as well, too. And I know we're going to get more than 3, but that's just if we get people who are committed to drafting all day. Because even if we had a couple people that are like, I'll draft at 11 Eastern or 11 a.m. Eastern. And then a couple people, I'll draft at 2 p.m. Eastern. And then the 5 p.m. Eastern, we're going to fill probably 3, 4, or 5 that day as well. Nice. 4th pick this year. I mean, I'd be going running back with that pick and set a good foundation. Yo, what up, Ron? He said, showed Steelers Nation my Snipe City shirt. He didn't realize you had the merch store. Pimp that shit. Dude, if you guys don't know, we got some of the dopest merch around, and it starts with these Snipe City shirts. I actually have 2 that I'm giving away for the raffles. They're going to be 2X. So if you guys want to get some raffle tickets, hit that dollar sign. Here's one of the Snipe City shirts. We got an all-white version as well. And we got, there we go. We got another black one as well. The black and green, you already know. And it is 420crewmerch.com. 420crewmerch.com. I appreciate you guys showing some support as well. And I think I'm almost on the clock here. And thanks for the reminder, Ron. You the man. Said, or can you have a best ball with a 2025 entry in the payout, something like that? No. I guess you don't know how much work has been put into this tournament. But we literally have almost 300 leagues. And we've been drafting since March 12th for this. And it's the hardest thing I've ever had to do to get it to 300. No, we can't do it. I have a whole bunch of other leagues, but no, sorry, bud. Because it would be awesome to have another one that's like a higher buy-in, but yeah, it is not. Yeah, it's not going to happen. I could probably fill like a single best ball, but I just don't want to put effort into that. I'm just saying, does it matter how big the entry is when you only have to throw down $11 and you have a possibility of winning $10,000 because it's less than what you're expecting. Like, instead of wanting to do one draft that's $20 to $25, do three drafts. Spend $30 or $33, depending on which way you send the money. And that gives you a better shot at the $10,000. More shots you got at the $10,000. And the Hawk fans, so what's the story behind Justin Herbert's sleeper pick? Damn it, I forgot. Let me. I bet I could find it on the internet. Hold on, I'm just going to Google it. Justin Herbert sleeper photo 2025. Oh, viral dating rumors, apparently, that he was on a dating app. Yeah. So I don't even think that is his girlfriend. I think they're just making... Oh, it is his girlfriend? Okay, sleeper thinks it's funny. Funny stuff with profile pics. Yeah. It's only funny when you get the joke, though, right? Yeah, let's go. Toyota One said, got the Snipe City shirt. Let's get it. All right. And I got three picks in front of mine here. I went double IDP on that last one. Let's go ahead and see. Where are we going to go on this one now? All right. Let's see. All right, good idea of where I'm going to go here. Let's see if these guys last. Oh, Crispy sniped me on one of them, you bastard. Let's see, we'll go there. And there. All right, there we go. Let's keep it pushing. So I'll just play another best ball. That's the best way, dude. That's the best way. Because then you get like multiple, because you never know. These are like lottery tickets is the way you got to think about it. Because we don't know what combo is going to like win. We don't know what combo is going to have the craziest like week 17. So yeah, doing three instead of wanting to do one for $20 or $25, because we got a huge prize, man. $10,000. Definitely nothing to sneeze at. And yeah, you do three of those instead of one. First off, it's just going to be more fun because you're going to do more drafts. And then second, you're giving yourself more chances at that $10,000 prize. Dude, I'm taking this shit hella seriously. For like last year, we had the $5,000 prize. I only did 20 entries. I was building a lot of different things last year. This year, I got my systems like down from last year. And so I'm in like over 100 of these this year. And with the $10,000 prize, shit, I'm trying to get that too. Hey, Hassan, what up? He said, hey there, I did enjoy the new AEW. Okay, all right. He said, I got a new haircut too. Nice, nice. I like it. Who do you like more, CD or Justin? CD this year, I don't like the Justin Jefferson hammy issue right now. He said, fourth pick, I'm probably take JJ or CD and then double RB workhorse for round two and three. So you could go against my my advice if you want. But you are going to find a way better wide receiver in round two or three than you will running back. Just I can guarantee you that 1,000,000%. I would strongly suggest getting one of those top six running backs or top five running backs in the top five running backs in the with your top four pick. Trust me, the running backs fall off a cliff very quickly. And especially, I'm assuming it's a single QB league. You're going to be picking from third and fourth round running backs, at least the ones that you're like thinking would be there. You're going to be choosing from like third and fourth round running backs in the second round. So you do what you got to do. But I am very bullish on taking one of those top five RBs if you can get them in the first round this year. And here we go. Bolski, let's get it. You think as I do on RB, then go double wide receiver? Not necessarily. I would, because I probably want to try to leave with two running backs in the top three rounds. Unless people start going crazy on tight end. And then I might literally go running back, wide receiver, tight end. These home leagues can get real weird real quick. Yes, I totally understand. That's why you want to go RB, because it's going to fall off a cliff. What round are we in over here? Round 16. Hey, Minnesota Mike. What up, broski? Crazy right now. Double dipping just like you are on these things. All right, fuck it. Let's get Shahid. Oh, shit. Zip him up. Darren's back on. Here we go. Oh, dang it. Where do I want to go with this pick? Dang it. All right. Fuck it. Let's go there. Okay. Ron said Crispy hasn't having an excellent draft in the other one. Damn. Yeah. Crispy's on fire over there, man. He sniped me more than a few times. Let me tell you. More than a few times. And for Zoe, you trust CMC and A-Chain too. My gut feels weird about him. CMC, yeah. A-Chain, you have the fourth pick, so I wouldn't get him with your first pick either way. Damn, the other one's going way faster. This the one that's on the screen right now is only in round 13. All right, there you go. Rashad White. You know what? Fuck it. We're Godwin there. Old hurt ass Godwin. All right. Whew. These drafts are flying right now. They are flying. So, yeah, the second draft, we're in round 17. That's the 284. And then the 283, we just entered round 14. And Frizzell said, literally impossible, like 0% chance Jamar Chase makes it to you, right? I swear these guys are probably drunk. If I'm not going to say 0% chance, how about a 1% chance? Because there's a 1% chance that crazy shit could happen, but I doubt it. Not in the single QB league. Like, usually Jamar Chase goes first or second, and usually he goes first. So I doubt it. But if he does make it to you, I probably would take him. But it's still smarter to get one of those running backs. Whether it's – who knows if they finish better than Jamar Chase? Probably not. But even if it's close, the running back is going to be just way better for your team. But, yeah, you probably won't have the shot to get Lamar Jackson either way. Lamar Jackson, Jamar Chase. Who you like more, Gibbs or Barkley? Barkley. Both have tough schedules. But, yeah, I'm leaning Barkley. Because if Monty's there all year, that hurts Gibbs a little bit. And they're, like, really good friends, apparently, too. So they're both, they both make it sound like they are very unselfish when it comes to other one, the other one getting
whatever.
Okay. Oh, I'm looking at the other draft right now, and Steelers Nation just got in the zone.
Get in the zone.
Yeah, they're way a lot farther up than us. All right. Okay, I still got a handful of picks before mine. Yeah, I'm pretty much at the bookends in each one of these. I got the second pick in the one that's not on the board, and then I got the 12th pick in the one that is on the board. It is on the screen. And I will be posting about more leagues to join. We got a handful of them filled up. I'm trying to fill up the $200 league. I would love to just make that a slow draft if that made it easier to where people would just join right away so we can like start. But man, it's getting tough. We're only like half full. And I know people still have... What sucks is everybody like joins these fantasy leagues on impulse. And like there will be a time where I guess people probably wouldn't even care if they missed out on some because they're in so many others with me. Yeah, we need it, Mike. We need it. Are you in that one already? Oh shit, someone paid the 2027 fees here. All right. I'll just leave that there and I'll deal with that after. All right. There we go. And yeah, that's the Hustler Green Bowl. And it's going to throw it. We'll throw it in again. I don't know when the draft is going to be, but I am willing to make it. Let me see. I don't think you are in that one, Mike. You're not in the Green Bowl. You must be confusing it with a different one, but get in because you would make number 7. Here we go. And yeah, for those who haven't seen the logo for the league, fire. Hell yeah, man. So the minute I joined it. Oh, I see why. There we go. You were on the sidelines. That's why I didn't see that you joined it and you were on the sidelines and I had to tag you in. There we go. Yes. All right. Thank you, sir. When the fuck did you join that? I totally missed that. When was it? Oh, what the hell? 10 days ago and I missed that? Okay. All right. Back on the clock here. There we go. Yes. Spots are limited. We only got five left. We only have five left as of now. There we go. So I joined it when you sent the message to the group chat. Perfect. It was me fucking... I don't know how I missed it, man. I'm pretty on it when people join. Feel goofy that I even missed it. Come on. And the other one, waiting for Zip Him Up Darren. Get your second pick in there so I can get mine. Come on. Two picks away in the other one. Come on, Zip Him Up Darren. Let's get it. You are sneaky. You're in there like a ninja. Didn't even hear you creep in. All right. There he goes. Okay. Now, another one that's on the board. Looks like we got 40 seconds. Come on, J.S. Myers. Let's get it. I know where I'm going with these two. At least one of them. All right. We're going to go strange. We're going to get some strange Campbell. Let's get it. Let's get it. All right. It must be time for another bowl. We're talking about the Green Bowl. And there I'm the Super Bowl Burners. It's like my OG-est of OG fantasy football names was from that league. And then, yeah, Super Bowl Burners. Because we're only burning Super Bowls around here. That is it. Let's see. Yo. Okay. Who's this? Because it doesn't have the YouTube names anymore. So unless you're like, I don't even recognize who that is. But what is up? What is up? Who is that? And what up? Who's that? BK said, who's the last player you would make a bet to do well this season? Quentin Johnston. I've actually bet for him not to do well. Yeah. Quentin Johnston. Oh, nice. Baby genius in the cut. Let's go. You already have your fantasy draft this year? Let's get it. And Toyota One, he said, oh, shit, hold on. Minnesota Mike just came in throwing down $20 on the raffle. Don't forget about the raffle, you damn right, because we got two Snipe City t-shirts that we are raffling off, and we got an Andrew Van Ginkle signed jersey. We got a Tyreek Hill signed jersey, and we got a Bijan Robinson Mustard signed jersey. Damn it, I keep forgetting to pull the other jerseys that I have out of the closet. I need to be like Eminem, cleaning out my closet. But I got like the Frank Gore jersey, the Ocho Cinco jersey. So we're going to have four people that win a jersey. Okay. And then that fourth, you're going to be able to choose like whichever jersey you want. You're going to be able to choose one of those three or one of the ones that are in the archives still, which I'll bring those out in the next day or two. I got to stop forgetting. And I got to mark you down real quick. Minnesota Mike, and hold up, and dude, this one's gonna put you at 120 raffle tickets, just FYI. Do you guys remember that from Workaholics? He was like, you mean FYI? He's like, yeah, FYI, Durs, and yeah, Toyota One throwing down as well. He said, dab time. Oh, yeah, we're getting some dabaroos now. Hold on here. Let me mark down Toyota One as well. And then I can't miss my picks. I got, if you guys see me keep looking this way and looking this way, I got both my devices. I got one on this side, and then I got one on this side, both within quick arm's reach. Okay, here we go. 120 chances at Van Gink. You damn right. Big K said, could be number one at all positions. What is it? I got CD, Bucky, Josh, and McBride in a 12-man. Nice. That's pretty fucking dope, bro. That's a pretty fucking dope foundation that you're building there. All right. Dabaroo time. And Toyota One said, people are really hyped on the Bill RB from Washington. People are seeing some crazy value in the rookie. Wait, who were you talking about? Which rookie RB from the Bills? Yeah, tell me. I'm confused on who you're talking about. And Baby Genius traded Scat, Milrow Cup, Isaiah Bond, and two first to get Nico. That's a lot, but I'm not mad at it, though. I'm not mad at it. Ja'Cory, he goes by Bill. What the fuck? Oh, cross-key merit. Okay. People are way too fucking hyped on him, bro. He's still the number three. I don't know what people are fucking thinking. Like, they did not trade Brian Robinson because they drafted JCM. No. Oh, fuck, I'm on the clock. Yeah, dude, like, people, man. Huge ass said, my take is, hold on. Yeah, don't worry. Throw your take in when you get it. Yeah, exactly. And even if Eckler, we've seen him be the workhorse, and even if he's not the full workhorse, I'm not saying that Kroski Merritt won't get anything, but people are trying to act like he's going to be the main guy and no one else is going to even get any fucking work over there. That's the part that I don't fucking get. Like, how are people acting like he's just going to be a straight up, like, the starter and get all the work? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. And it's not like he was drafted high either. It's different with a Pacheco who was drafted to KC and they, like, have nobody. They didn't even have an Austin Eckler, like, type guy there. Like, they didn't even have anybody, like, even Austin Eckler caliber guy when they drafted Pacheco over there. Seventh rounders, you got to get hella lucky and have nobody there. Dude, what's the Broncos guy? Like, might be one of the best because he won a fucking championship. Who was the Broncos guy like 10 years ago who was undrafted? Then he went and played in the AAFL or whatever the fuck it was. Can anybody remember 10 years ago who was the undrafted? Ron Hilliard? Is that who it was? Oh, man, somebody help me out. To be fair, not many running backs safe anymore. No, not at all. Give me one second, guys. Philip Lindsay, that's who I'm talking about. Wait, or was it Hillman? Oh, dang. I'm not sure if it was Ronnie Hillman or if it was Philip Lindsay, because literally you guys said both. I was thinking Hillman, because I think that was the guy who went to Snoop's camp. One of them, anyways. All right. Oh, shit. Here we go. On the clock. All right. B-Wags. And you know what? Let's go B-Wags and Nerds. All right. And we're getting more dabs. Okay. So it wasn't Hillman then. It had to be Lindsay then. Let me see. Philip Lindsay, undrafted. Okay, that's who I'm thinking of then. Philip Lindsay, because he's the one who was undrafted. But there was, like, nobody there, right? People got hurt or they just moved on from people. And I can't remember the exact situation for him. But he was someone, like, he next to Antonio Gates, Lindsay could legit be, like, one of the better, like, undrafted free agents ever. And yo, Snoop Da Whoop in the house. He said, Buff Chicks Pizza, yes or no? I don't know if I've ever had that. I don't know if I've ever had that. What is Buff Chicks Pizza? All right. Cleaning off the little mouthpiece on the Dr. Dabber here. Got to remember to do that every once in a while. Gets pretty resonated. Because we're only smoking that good. All right. There we go. We'll let that dry off for a couple seconds, and we'll get another dab going here. Yes, sir. Dude, I don't know, because I'm down for pizza. So if it's good pizza, I say yes. But I don't know what this Buff Chicks pizza is, though. And BK said, C-Rod probably, that's probably pretty damn good. He says college splits are good. And see, like, why? Okay, in Dynasty, Chris Rodriguez was available and he got picked up like in a bunch of places, but he's literally still available even in the dynasty leagues, not every single one, but like a bunch. And like the dynasty leagues that I host have pretty deep benches and he was still available. But yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be a split of all three of them. It's probably going to be like 50% Austin Eckler and then 35% Chris Rodriguez. And then the other 15%, actually maybe another 5%, maybe 10%. No, because Jane Daniels is going to run too. And I know that it's like I'm talking about running back. I guess I was just thinking just rushing production is how I was like thinking about it. All right. Jermaine Pratt. What is he for me? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the other draft got 6 IDPs so far. Looking good. Got to add some more IDPs to the old queue right now. So I'm got another pick coming up here in a second. And let's see, huge ass couple preseason games were played. Scheffner, another insider, said other insiders would have had much bigger updates if Washington, if they were actively shopping him. Just my take. Yeah. Snoop Dogg buffalo chicken pizza with onion, maybe jalapeno 50% of the time with ranch drizzle, dude. But I love buffalo chicken pizza, man, because I like buffalo chicken wings. Who doesn't? I don't fuck with the onions, but. And Baby Genius said, where are you from, bro? Can't tell if you're from Oakland, Boston, or Michigan. I'm originally from San Diego, so it's probably the Cali swag. Definitely not Oakland. I mean, it's SoCal. Definitely a little bit of a different swag. And yeah, but I'm in Vegas now. Running the streets in Vegas now. Love it. PK said, I need a pass catching back since their wide receivers are Debo and the young talent. I mean, they still, until they don't have Terry McLaurin, they still got Terry McLaurin. Like that's just the way that I'm thinking about Scary Terry, is they got him. Until they trade him, like, I feel like they're going to eventually get a deal done. They're dumb the way that this is happening, but. I'll zip him up, Darren. He can't make a decision. He can't make a decision. And we'll just go there. Okay. And BK and DK best ball. If easy to get Knicks, Caleb Mims, Bryant Adunze and Burden. Yeah, because most of them are Bears, right? Usually gonna be easy to get those guys. And Sean said Hendrickson getting a deal anytime soon. Man, I don't know. Because, of course, they should. But, dude, like, the Bengals just suck, man, as, like, a front office and, like, seeming to keep their players, like, happy. So, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like he'll play and he'll ride it out. Because what sucks is if you hold out during, like, camp, you get fined so much per day that you're not at camp. So, just like, not being there, like, no matter what, like, that fucking hurts your paycheck. You know, and since these guys don't get paid until game one, that's hurting last year's money. And it's just, it ain't good. And yeah, and so that's why he went to camp. Like, you have to have so many games to be eligible for the entire season, right? They changed it because of Le'Veon Bell to where I don't even remember what amount of games you have to play, but I think it's like 12 games or 11 games or like something like that. So he's got to get to that. So I don't really see him like holding out, but yeah, getting a deal, probably not. And just, I hate when guys that are that good don't get a deal, because if they get hurt, it fucking sucks. Cause then it really fucks with their money. Like, that's what really sucks. Hopefully he does get a deal. He's been good to us for fantasy. I haven't drafted him anywhere because I've been so nervous about all the contract situation shit going on. So in these best balls, I don't know, maybe I've drafted him once or twice out of like 100 leagues that I've drafted. But yeah, that's what's tough, man. I think Bears just gonna chuck the ball. And probably, see, you know what's crazy is because like they got Ben Johnson now, right? So everybody thinks that they're just gonna run the ball insanely because that's what Ben Johnson did with the Lions. But like, when you have one of the better lines in football, and I know that the Bears, they definitely improved their line this year, but like, when you literally have one of the best lines in football and you have two, what, top 15, top 20 running backs like on the same squad, why would you not pound the rock like that? But they don't fucking have that. It's not going to be in their best interest to try to fucking run the ball like the exact way that they did with the Lions. Hell no. They can't even do it. They're not even good enough to do that. And Toyota One said, see the Bengals having players pay for their own flights and hotel rooms for the Ring of Honor ceremony. Yeah, what the fuck, dude? Yeah, that's pretty lame, man. Fuck that Ring of Honor. Unless you're paying me to be in there. Yeah, you can't even pay to fucking... You can't even pay for my hotel room? What the fuck? Can't even pay for my flight? Dude, I am just a regular-ass person, right? I'm just a regular-ass person. Dude, Wafers paid for my flight and paid for my hotel to go out there to be an auctioneer at their fucking fantasy draft 3 years in a row. And he paid me for being the auctioneer also. I'm just a regular ass person. And you're telling me that the Bengals couldn't do that for their fucking players? What the hell? That's just dumb, man.
Oh, you are so dumb. You are really dumb.
And BK said, drafting much tootin'. Not much skill players on the Jags. Nah. I'm really getting behind ETN for the price. I'm not like super excited about ETN, but if you can get him as your running back 3 or 4 on your team, it's pretty dope. But yeah, I don't really, especially in redraft, I don't really fuck with backups like that. There's almost no reason to. Unless you really want the insurance. Because other than that, those type of guys, they'd be like first guys off my list. Fuck. I don't know who the fuck to pick here. And A-Corp said that ditch hit, it just hits different. What are you talking about? You talking about this Dr. Dabber? This, the switch? The switch tune? Could be. I don't know if you are, but. All right. Made my two picks in the other one. Which round should I grab a QB if I'm punting them? If you have, not counting team defense and kicker, but let's say you have 7 starters, I'd grab your starters, maybe even a bench guy, and then I'd go QB. So what is that? Like 8th, 9th round? But you want to get 2. Don't forget, you want to get 2 because you're waiting so long that you need that second one for some insurance. And I'd really try to get Drake May. I'm a really big fan of getting Drake May as a backup in a single QB league because of his rushing upside and because you just get him so fucking late. Ron said Bengals taking advice from the Reds since he knows how to be mediocre. No reason other than being cheap. Yeah, man. Like, what the fuck? And Snoop DeWoop, check out my message. Keeper league last minute. Sell on Laporta. Let's see. Okay. Hold on, where is it? Laporta? No, fuck no, dude. No. No, don't do that. Because what type of players would you even be getting in that range? Just X-Nay. Okay, put a big whoop. Drake or AJ? What AJ? Why am I... AJ? What AJ? We got CD and Drake. Yeah, who's the other person? Drake May or AJ Brown? What the fuck? No, you shouldn't even be debating on those guys. AJ Brown, 1,000,000%. Yeah, you shouldn't be debating on those guys. They're nowhere close in like draft value or trade value or anything. So it's just a single QB league, right? Single QB or super flex? No, Frizzell, no. I said you take Drake as a bench player way later. Oh, man. Dude, are you fucking with me? I hope so. Dang it, bro. I said bench player for Drake May. Oh, man. Dang it. You could still recover. You could still recover. But, dude, you got to listen to what I'm saying. Don't just take the pick right away. Because I even said you shouldn't even take a pick until... I said you shouldn't even take a QB until rounds 8, 9, or 10, and then you're going to take 2 QBs there. Dang it, man. Dang it. London? Dang it. Dang, Frizzell. All right. Come on, man. You can recover, but you got to kick some ass the rest of the way, bro. Yeah, you got to kick some ass. Oh, Drake London. Oh. Whoo. Okay, that's good. That's good. That's way better than what I thought. You're good. You're good. Okay. Start putting the full names in, everybody. Okay? Like, full names, please. Because you guys know exactly what you mean, but I don't. And I smoke a lot of weed, so you want to make sure that I know exactly who you were talking about. Because especially, I was literally just talking about Drake May. So, like, I literally thought you were talking about not Drake London. I thought you were talking about Drake May. Man. Whew. I got to smoke a dab just to calm down, man. I thought you fucked your whole draft by drafting Drake May. And by drafting Drake May. And that, hey, Corp said, no, that ditch weed, man. I'm sure peeps like you can't even afford some of these live rosin dabs, some of the best in the world. Yeah, you can keep smoking that little resonated pipe or whatever you got over there. Probably the type of guy who, like, picks the resin out of there and smokes it, huh? Scumbag. Gross. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, everybody take a breath. We're good. Oh, shit, but I'm on the clock. All right, you know what? We're going to lock down some IDPs there. There we go. And I'm back on. All right, do we go IDP? Probably. Let's go. Okay, good. At least A-Corp admits it. Yeah, the res joints. You seem like that type of person. There we go. All right, I went back-to-back IDP in both of them. Crispy said Larry Bird, nothing more to say. What happened? Higgins or Kyren? Kyren. Brian's a keeper in trade deadline. I was already keeping Bowers. Kyren 14th. Man, but that sucks. Are you guys drafting right now? Fuck no, dude. Like, I guess that you get that or nothing, but I'd almost rather get nothing and say, fuck that guy. And then you try to draft Laporta again. Because Laporta's going to get, I don't know, like he's going to get drafted way higher than that. So I feel like I wouldn't even want to help out a league mate like that. They're the enemy. I'm not going to fucking give him some sweetheart deal. Fuck no. But what's the value though? Oh, he said put in full names. Crispy, you fucking jackass.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah, man. Don't help out your league mate like that. Fuck them. Fuck them. Because what kind of players are going to go in the 16th round? Are those players you might even have on your team for longer than a couple weeks? Does it have IDP involved? Like, and maybe those are like good IDP picks. But if it's offense only, like, fuck no. Keepers. But what do you mean? What keepers, though? Like, you got to be more specific, because I'm like, now this is going to be like my third dab. Oh, and Toyota One said, Super Chat sent. Let's go. Let me go mark it real quick. Let's get it. Toyota One, you the man. Let me go mark you down. All right. Toyota One is killing the raffle. I don't know if everybody knows, but he totally is. Okay. Yeah, it's keep, but okay, but who is it? So is it keepers that are already there? And like you get those players? I guess that's what I'm not understanding. Because all it showed me was draft pick. All it said was draft pick. So I'm assuming that those are draft picks in the draft and it's not assigned to players. So you got to tell me if it's players. Drafted Laporta in the 15th, Kyren in the 14th, Bucky in the 16th. That's also insane that you I guess those picks are valuable if you play in a league. Like, because I don't know how many keepers you get and like how good those picks actually are. Cortland said at the 3-5. If you give me an idea of who, of what type of players you think would be there, I can totally help judge. But I guess I'm just not sure what type of guys would even be there. Shit, I'm on deck. 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's just your opportunity to get someone who sticks. We have 3 keepers, 20 rounds. Yeah, but like you got, but who are going to be your keepers like right now without drafting anybody new? Tell me that real quick. Cause you only get to keep 3. Cause this year's rookie class is whack, like outside of the running backs. It's like anyone after round 2 rookie draft isn't even top 13, 15. Who do you honestly want there that you think is going to make a difference? It's just, it's an ugly year. It really is for rookies. I only want the running backs. Like those are the only guys who I'd really want that I think would be even keeper status. Of course, the top, like Tet, maybe, depending on how late you get him. Yeah, but that's back then. Like, those were actually, like, good hits. You tell me this year, like, dude, I won a 32-man league because I picked Bucky in the sixth round of a 32-man league. And I know that's, like, deep. But like going in the 16th round, but what? But people were like high-ish. I don't know how high they were on Bucky, but I don't know. Like you, like what you're giving me is like Kai Ren. Was he kept? He didn't even do anything as a rookie. Why would somebody keep him as one of their three players? Because he didn't even do anything his rookie year. It does, but you're giving me. You're giving me some of the hugest anomalies because you ain't getting no run. Like you're telling the Caleb is the lowest valued rookie RB out of the like the top end like guys. He would be. Is he going to be there in those rounds? And give me 1 second. Noah's trying to get my attention for the phone, I think.
No, would you do schoolwork? Sorry, dude. You know the drill. Oh, legal.
Gonna throw a song on real quick. Give me a second, guys. I could probably get Caleb Harvey, Krosky. Okay. See, that helps. But you really think Harvey would be there, though? I know you have no idea, but yeah. Like, who else do you have on your team? I'm curious. Because I know it is, it's awesome to get those guys late. But are you saying you would not be able to keep Laporta? Because definitely going to be dart throws. And obviously you're hoping that you hit. And that's always what we want to do either way. But I guess you guys have just like deep rosters in general, right? Like deep benches. You said 20 rounds. So I'm assuming it's offense only. I kept Bowers, Kyren, and Bucky. Yeah, Bowers is probably going to be a keeper for you for sure next year. Bucky's probably going to be a keeper. I don't know. I guess that's what's tough because, like, you might not draft anybody better than that, like, that you're going to want to keep. Because those guys, like, hit so tough for you. Nothing you can say to me now. Dang it. I finished third out of 12. Go by reverse standings for the draft. I also have the 104. Nice, nice. All right, we're going to do another dab because that was a bunch of super chats that came in all at once. Shout out to Minnesota Mike and Toyota One. You guys are the shit.
Oh, I'm almost up here.
Hey, you can't get me down. Sky's limit. You can't get me down. Nothing you can say to me now. Do to me now. Right, two picks in front of me. Oh, there it goes. On me, make my two picks. I'm about to do a dab here. Oh, there goes one of them. Dang, what round are we in? 26. Okay. All right. Okay. Here we go. Dab time. And grade for Crispy when we get there. Just give me one team, Crispy. Don't have me grade both. Give me one. Here you go, Brian. There we go. Yo, CB Dizzle hitting up the rumble. And he said, yo, Huss, how should I go about doing an offense-only league with Superflex? I took out the kicker, added an extra flex, smart man. And as I currently sitting at one QB, two wide receivers, two running backs, three flex, one super flex, one team D. Dude, I would just take out the team D, bro. It's just super whack, man. I would just take out the team D, add. And, dude, I like how you took out the tight end, man. That's gangster. That's gangster, man. That's the way to do it, man. Fuck the tight end spot. Hopefully you're doing tight end premium. If you're doing, what's it called? Like on sleeper, I don't know. The other ones, if they can even do that. But hopefully you're doing tight end premium also. It's fucking awesome. Yeah, I like it. I would just say, yeah, get rid of the team D. Add an extra flex. And then what is that? One, two, three. Yeah, that's five. five, 10 starters. Dude, awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And yeah, all right. Hawk fan, you will be after Crispy. Yeah, and Ron did say that you were killing it in this other one. I'm not looking at a bunch here. All right. Getting some late dart throws. PJ, what up, bro? He said, what do you think about the guillotine board so far, Huss? You know what? I don't necessarily know. I really haven't looked too much outside of my team, man, because I'm in like multiple drafts right now. And yeah, so I really haven't. What do you think about it? You probably looked at it more than me. What do you think about it? What do you think of my squad so far? I can't even remember what pick I did, what round we were in, but I know I got in my two picks in today. I'm lucky that it's Brown who's at the turn, because he's someone that I could just text to communicate with, and then he can text me back. So I never miss my picks over there because of that. Because, yeah, even if he's on it and he's paying attention, he'll let me know when I'm on, because if he lets me know and then I pick, then he's right on right after that. Oh, man. Come on. Zip him up, Darren. PJ, I think I might have a leak in my game. The tight ends. I think the two PPR isn't enough to take any tight end, but lots of people loaded up on them. Yeah, definitely. But I don't think I've taken any tight end so far. So you can look at my team. And I've won one of these before. I've hosted a bunch of them, but I have won one. It was 2 years ago. 2 years ago? Was it last year? I think it was 2 years ago. I got it all saved in my spreadsheet. Let me go see, because now I'm curious when that was. I don't think it wasn't last year. No, it had to be 2 years ago. No, it was 3 years ago. 2022. This is when I only had one. What up, DJ? Shit, I almost missed it. I almost missed my pick. So Zip Him Up works in a hospital. Sometimes it could be with patients. Could be a bunch of different reasons, but he's always drafting when he's at work, because he's always fucking at work. And PJ says, as far as your team, you love the Jags or what? I thought T. Lawrence was early. When you have to wait like fucking, it's shit, like what, 30 something picks before it gets back to me? Like the QB run was happening. And one of my things that I do with those guillotine leagues, I draft for week one matchups. Like, I put a huge emphasis into the week one matchups, and they play Carolina week one. They play Carolina week one. So that's why I went with the depth there, because all you really need is a couple guys to like do good, to where as long as you know a couple people get hurt or whatever, throw up zeros somehow, that you like should be good, at least in the early weeks. So that's what I'm hoping. Let's see, 104, missing a third, which got an extra fifth, got an extra seventh, got an extra tenth. You're not really missing anything. How many starters do you play? Is it a bunch of extra, something missing? Yeah, for sure. So you took Lawrence over Goff and Prescott, for example. Yeah, I did, because of the week one matchup. That's where I leaned. But yeah, Goff has a super tough schedule this year. Dax is not too easy either. And yeah, just them playing the Eagles like week one, I didn't want to lose because of like Dak like getting no fucking points or something versus the Eagles week one. I'm sure he probably will, but first game back, you got to play one of the best defenses in the league. You got an offense that's about to be running it down your throat. Yeah, I couldn't do it. I've lost week one before, and so I don't know what year. It was probably even going back 2020 or 2019, first time I like played in this league. I think I lost week one or week two, and it was injuries that happened before that caused my team to be like that, but I still had crazy PTSD. All right, made my two picks over there. 10 offense, kicker. Okay. Yeah, PJ said I was happy with Nico and Ladd to start with. I jumped jumped up for Igbuka, but I think he might. I think he might be sick. Maybe. Yeah, and it sucks, man, because I like A-Chain got hurt like after I took him. So I took him and Tyreek, and I'm not crazy about it, but also not pissed off about it either. And Dummy Man Pluto, what up, bro? Like I said, just finished home league draft with the 1-on-1. Went Jamar, Hampton, Kyren, Kittle, Burrow, McMillan, JMO, thoughts. I love Jamar. Really not a fan of Hampton as a guy who I'd be spending an early pick on in redraft. I like Kyren. I like Kittle. I like Burrow. Not a fan of McMillan or JMO. So I like some of the foundation that you built, but like half of your team, I just would have went in a completely different direction. I don't necessarily know who I would have went with because every league is like different. But yeah, I mean, I'd say it's probably like a B minus if I'm grading it tough. Maybe even a C plus. It could be like teetering right there. We got one more pick in the 284. Come on, zip him up. I took Chuba and B-Rob. Chuba and B-Rob? Or is that Chuba and Bob? Is it B-Rob that you're talking about there? Yeah, I went a little bit Bob the Washington guy. Okay. All right. The rookie RB. I don't know. Like, why am I drawing a blank on who you're talking about? I'm just going to go pull up the draft. You're talking about Kroski Merritt? Oh, yeah. You are talking about Kroski Merritt. Why are you calling him B.O.B.? Why are you calling him Bob? Yeah. I guess I was confused by the Bob. Like, why are you calling him Bob? Dude, that makes me nervous AF. Yeah, that makes me nervous as hell the way that you drafted. But no risk it, no biscuit. I already told people you can't be a pussy about this. You got to go with whatever you feel. It's crazy. In the last round, everybody took tight ends around you. Two picks in front of you and four picks after. What the hell? That's hilarious. Everyone's calling him Bob. Okay. Bill Cosby or Bill Crosby. Okay. Toyota one said it's Bill, not Bob. Okay. He said call him Bill instead of Ja'Cory. Okay. I'll call him JCM. Yeah, there you go. PJ said Bill. I bet Bill. And I wouldn't have got the reference either way because I've never heard him say, call me Bill Crosby. I've never heard that. So I wouldn't have got it like either way. But it's fucking hilarious that you got it wrong. Oh, man, that shit's funny. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Dang it. Hold on. Before we do yours, Crispy, I got to load up on IDP here in the queue. I think that's where I need to go for my last picks. Yeah, you guys are in trouble. Yeah, full queue in here. There we go. Come on. Here we go. Come on. Damn it. Oh, there we go. Found someone. It's got to go so far down digging here. I'm like digging through the bottom of the dumpster in ADP. But I found some diamonds in the rough. That might be it. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Let's see if my queue can get me the rest of the way. We got 5 more rounds. And Sam, I can have a strategy to take a big risk of one position and target in Fab. Yeah, for sure. Hey, everyone's got their strategies. Yeah, I just know I play so much for week one because it's a literal week-to-week game. And I don't want to lose week one. I know that much. So believe it or not, I think I played it as safe as I could so far. And I mean, I've got Michael Pittman as my second wide receiver. but I like that they're playing Miami week one and at home. Not too excited about their week two matchup. And then I got Keon Coleman like late and not late, but 7th round. And they're going up against Baltimore. And I'm just assuming a lot of short and intermediate stuff there. And I bet he's going to be in the mix. But yeah, those are the guys who I'm super nervous about. PJ said you should be targeting Cardinals if that's the case. Huh? So, hey. Let's not be giving out other teams that I might be like targeting. Cause you did see that I have Marvin Harrison, right? Cause yeah, New Orleans. Love the matchup there. But yeah, pretty much like everybody who I've taken has been matchups. Yeah, see, I'm on it, bro. And I got lucky because I have the 17th pick, so I got a good third round reversal pick, is what it was, a good third round reversal. It says too late now, all the starters should be full. This round it is. I don't know where it is, but I still have one more starting spot to fill. So yeah, I think we have 8 starters, and I think we're in round 8 somewhere. Past you, apparently. But I'm all the way at the end. So we got time. And then, yeah, this draft is going slower because there was like a couple people who were going on vacation over the weekend. And they're like, one of them, she like has to like wherever she was, she said she has to, she only had service a couple times a day. So she would come down and like check. But yeah. Okay. Yeah. One more flex to go. So then, yeah, you haven't picked yours either then. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So now Crispy, hold on. We're going to get to Crispy squad because he said in the 284. And almost my pick in the other one. Started off with Hurts, Murray, Rodgers, Brissett, Howard, Howell. Okay. All right. Fuck. Okay, here we go. Let me get my 2 in here. 1, 2. All right. So I wanted to ask you, what's up with letting this guy play who won't post in the chat? What do you mean? Who? What do you mean, guy who won't post in the chat? How would we know if he didn't post it in the chat? What do you mean? I'm confused. So wait, Crispy did get all your backups. Looks like it. So, fuck, man. Getting an A guy in the third round. Just a little insane. A, B, the guy who won't post for the next person to pick. I don't think he was doing it on purpose, but it's funny. Crispy said he did tag him. He's in a lot of drafts. That's all I'll say, is that he's in like a shitload of these drafts. So I don't think he refuses to pick. I think there's just some people who take it a little bit personal. I don't know what it is, but yeah, something along those lines. And A, B, C plus. Since we only need to start 2, I'm going to say it's a B plus. And running backs, Gibbs, Kyren, Walker, and Javonte. A, B, B. It's either a B minus or a C plus. And I think it's going to be a B plus total for the running backs. And Higgins, Adams, Myers, and Pittman, because you took Zaire Franklin. B, B, B. B minus. We'll call that a B total. Then Zaire Franklin, Zach Bond, Campbell Luvu, Quincy Williams, Barton, Rosboom, Melante Taylor, Bradley Chubb, Siler. So how many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Dude, you got the number 1 and 2 on my list right there. So damn close, man. Do Siler and Chubb bring it down from an A? And all right, thanks, Crispy. I'm gonna say an A. I'm gonna say that those two guys don't bring it down, don't lower the average from an A. And then, so where's the bench kick in it? Strange. Let's see. Strange, Mooney, Palmer, Kosicki, Beck, Hopkins, Roman Wilson, Sanders, Deuce Vaughn. God, Deuce, huh? He is a big deuce. All right, hold on. 1 second, guys. I gotta get. Gotta make my pick over here. Round are in. Round 17. Damn it. All right, fuck it. Go IDP. Minnesota Mike, it's on you, bro. Oh, shit. It's on me over here. Let me tag him and then. All right. Two picks. Okay. Here we go. So Crispy's bench. One, two. CB Dizzle, should I make waivers? First come, first serve, or last place gets the priority? I like it. I always like it first come, first serve. Because then, like, people have a strategy around holding that waiver or using it when they have the top one. I'm going to call that a B minus. So we got a B plus, a B, an A, and a B minus. So that is up one, two. Then we got. So it's up four. Up four. So, dude, 89. Dude, Crispy killed this draft, man. I hate giving Crispy a big ego. And Jamie's in the house.
Crispy, you get an A plus, bro. A plus. You killed it.
All right. And so I only got one more grade. So that might be as long as I'm staying, Jamie, just so you know. But
also, I just got off of a podcast doing a guillotine league.
Nice.
So that took fucking forever. Started at 8:30, 9:30, 10:30.
It was a fast draft?
Hours. Yeah, it was fast draft. 2.5 hours, man.
Jeez. How many teams?
18 teams.
Guillotine. Okay. Yeah, I seen some people talking about a 16-team guillotine. And
that doesn't make sense. What, are you going to chop no one?
Well, it just means, like, the people don't get chopped for the first couple weeks or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, either way. And what up, Jason? What's going on, bro? Jay Money in the house.
What up?
All right, Hawk fan, here we go. Herbert and Goff.
I don't hate it.
Anybody else? You got Lance. You think Lance is going to be the backup? Did he win the backup job over Heineke?
I thought Lance got a contract in the CFL. Didn't he?
I don't know.
Or am I making that up?
You might be making it up. I don't know. I didn't see that.
I could have sworn I seen Lance had a contract in the CFL.
But Crispy did get the backup. So I'm going to say a B for those guys and the Crispy Hawk fan. So here's what happens, though. So I call this a B. But then because you only got two guys, it goes down one, but or it goes down to a B minus, but then you got your backup, so it's back up to a B. And then running backs, Barkley, Connor, Warren, Charbonnet, A, B, B minus.
Okay, so my bad. Lance is added to the negotiating list of the Rough Riders from the CFL.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Interesting. I'm going to call this, man, this one's tough. Because you got a handful of guys that are like really a B or under. Yeah, I think I might call this a B total for the running backs. And then wide receivers, Puka, Nico, Ricky P, and Mandrews. B plus, B minus. And B minus. And so I think it's tough because I can't call that a B plus with two B minuses there. So I think it's just going to average to a B.
Yeah, 86. I like it.
And then where's the IDP kicking at? TJ Edwards, Buda Baker,
Buda,
Nick Bosa, Julian Love, McFadden, Peyton Wilson, Minka Fitzpatrick, Jordan Battle, Witherspoon, Quentin Lake. And Burks. Oh, hold on. Last pick over here. All right. Two drafts in the book. So we're at 284. I totally mixed up the numbers there. 284. So tomorrow is the number 285. I'm going to throw that in the chat right now just so you guys can jump in. It's the Dr. Doolittle division, the 90s version.
Nice. Hell yeah. I might join that if I got time, if I can make it in time.
Okay. There we go. Join up, guys. Join up. Crispy said, I'm fire. Ricky Bobby. Yeah. You killed it, Crispy. I don't like giving Crispy an inflated ego or anything, but.
A plus, bro.
It was good. So for this IDP, man, this is tough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I think I'm going to call this one a B. Yeah, I'm going to call it a B for the IDP. And bench. Where's the bench kicking at? Benson, Njoku, Chubb, Wandale, Wright, Shipley, Justice Hill, Kendre Miller, Boutte, Rashard Smith. I'm going to call that a B minus. So this is a B. A B, a B, a B, and a B minus, which is neutral to the score. So that's an 85 across the board. Very balanced team, Hawk fan. Very balanced team. All right. Oops, I didn't mean to do that. I meant to do that. Okay. There we go. All right. Shout out to Jamie who jumped on.
Yeah, my bad. I just go take a piss real quick.
No problem, dude. Yep. All right. That was the end. He was 85. Super balanced team. A B all across the board.
Alex, you get an A plus. Crispy gets an A plus. Brown, you're not even in this draft. You get an A plus.
There we go. All right. Stay through the credits, guys. And Monday, dude, we got. What do we got? 11 days as of today. So we are super close to the season getting started. And I got a bunch of drafts that you guys can join outside of the best ball. So hit me up on that, 420crew.com. Shout out to Justin, Pickle in a Jar, Chris Patriot Sports, our executive producers. Salute. Salute to the producers. Salute to the co-producers. Salute to the associate producers. And big salute to the epic supporters and to the awesome supporters. Salute everybody. Appreciate you guys. We'll catch you next stream. Peace out, Jamie.
Peace.
On me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.